sunny side of the street.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Kurt. Another cyclist passing through Pensacola today, and he's going from coast to coast writing a book about the experience. This kind of bicyclist story is nothing new. It's been done before, but Steve Roberts' bicycle is a little bit different. It's partially solar-powered, and it contains an office on wheels. Steve operates the bike's electrical system by way of a solar panel, which feeds several cadmium batteries on the cycle.
Well, solar panels don't run the wheels at all. Of course, philosophically, you could say it is solar-powered because I'm part of the food chain after all, but the solar panels actually run the lights, the security system, CB radio, word processor, horn, computer, you know, the tent lights, and all those other goodies.
On the rear end of the bike is his office with all of the writing materials you'd find in any office, plus a small computer through which he can simply telephone in scripts for his book or information on the trip. Steve began his trip in Cleveland, Ohio, went south into Florida. He'll be heading for the midsection of the nation soon, up into Canada, out to the West Coast, up the West Coast again, back to Canada once more, and wind up in New York City. As we said, he'll be writing a book on his experience. It'll be called Computing Across America. He's open to any offers from publishers. Steve says the trip will take another year and a half, averaging about 70 miles a day to finish. And then, when it's all over, he's headed for another cycle trip, this time in Europe. We wish him well. George Davis reporting for the Pensacola Bureau for News Center 5.